Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yes, he is. We'll get to the star of the show in just a moment, but let me be the opening act and remind all of you right now, if you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020, you want a $25 gift certificate from the folks at Sorgles in Wexford. Doug, like to take your calls. He's got a great guest lined up in about 10 minutes or so. So this is another edition of the Organic Gardener for Sunday on KDKA. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Lots of announcements today, but we do have a great guest after the first break. Peggy Ann Montgomery from flowerbulbs.eu is going to talk all about planting bulbs and give away a $100 gift certificate for bulbs. It's going to be fun. But today, I'm having another garden pop-up event, and it's all around pawpaws. Pawpaws are our only native tropical fruit. The settlers were introduced to pawpaws by indigenous Americans when they came. Lewis and Clark subsisted on pawpaws one September. And so I have got a couple hundred pawpaws, and you can taste one. If you've ever thought about how I'm always talking about pawpaws and what they taste like, and they grow on a tree, you got to have two trees. Today, 5 p.m. at a place called Shenanigans in Ross. All the information is at DougOster.com. And how this came about was, last year I was having an event, and a woman, Judy Harilla, Judy or Julie? I forgot. Judy. She came and she brought me a bag of pawpaws. And I was like, oh, thank you. And she went away. And so I have a couple of pawpaw friends at the event, and we started to cut them open and eat them. And they were the best tasting pawpaws we had ever tasted. And so I was like, I don't know how to get a hold of her. I mentioned it here on the radio, and she reached out to me on Facebook, and I got some more pawpaws from her, and they were amazing. So this year I went back to her place, collected lots of pawpaws, and this is going to be an amazing event because I've been talking about it on social media, and people are signing up like crazy. So come today, 5 p.m. Shenanigans, and the team at Shenanigans is going to make some signature pawpaw cocktails. So we are going to have a blast. Today, 5 o'clock, go to DougOster.com, and I'm telling you, I hope we get this rain. Oh, I've never seen it this dry in my garden. It looks terrible, and it's there's kind of just an underlying, for any gardener, underlying like blah, like, oh, please rain. So one of my fishing buddies texted me yesterday. They got rain somewhere out east, and I hope tomorrow and the next day we get rain. That's going to open up our planting window again. Finally, we can plant. I've been on hold because it's so dry. I'm just trying to keep things alive, watering. We've talked about it the last 3 weeks. We need 2 days of rain, and that would just make everything so great. We could start back with our fall planting of cool weather vegetables, perennials, shrubs, trees. My free garden classes on Wednesdays continue. Wednesday, 5 o'clock. I'll be presenting unique deer-resistant perennials. Again, everything's at DougOster.com. Now, next Saturday, this is going to be a busy week, Rob. I'm going to be at Han Nursery, and you can shop with me. Once a year, I convince Han to let me come in and be their salesperson, although I'm not really selling anything. I'm just trying to help you pick out plants. Extra discounts next Saturday, that day only, while I'm there from 12 to 3. We'll talk about this online, definitely. But the thing I know that they've got, they've got all these different types of garlic, 7 or 8 different varieties, music, purple glazer, German red, chesnut, elephant garlic, all these other ones. So next Saturday, I'll be there from 12 to 3. And another big, huge announcement, another trip, Rob. Taking people to Poland next June. And so, never seen Poland. My wife has visited there. It is an amazing, beautiful country. We're going to see Warsaw, this place called Malbork Castle, Krakow, Monastery, Black Madonna, Saxon Garden, and the Botanical Garden at the University of Warsaw. Going to visit Poland's countryside. Another botanical garden at a university there has the largest orchid collection in Poland. It's 23 acres. We will visit Auschwitz and much more. Like all my trips, this is not till June, but it will eventually sell out. So take a look at DougOster.com and see what you think. As far as planting's concerned, this has really been tough. I seriously have not seen my garden look this dry since 1988. And that drought of 88 also included with it some really high temperatures, which we weren't used to then. And it had these ramifications that lasted into the next 3 seasons at least, where trees that love water were just under so much stress that it opened them up for pests. Birches in particular were affected by borers. And I had some people yesterday. I was at the Blahnox Centennial Celebration, and a lot of people coming up to me asking about their trees and what to do. At this point today, we're just waiting for the rain. We're waiting to see if tomorrow brings with it rain, and maybe Tuesday brings with it rain, because there's no sense in watering today if we're going to get rain the next day. But if we don't get the rain, the only solution is watering. And if you're going to water a tree, and we've talked about this week after week, you're going to have to put the hose down at the base of the tree and just let it just trickle along. 2 weeks ago, I told you I left the water on and left the house. The other day, I had water on a tomato plant. I started working on the computer, didn't set the timer on the microwave. That tomato got all the water it needed, a couple hours worth of water. So be careful with that water. It's our most precious resource. And I need to be more careful with it, because that water bill is going to be nuts. As I said, I just can't wait for a break in the weather. Everybody that I've been talking to that isn't a gardener is in heaven with this weather. They're like, oh, I can't believe how nice and sunny it is. And how warm it is. For the gardener, it's not so great trying to keep this stuff alive. I've never seen my late season tomatoes look this bad. I do have a couple plants that are actually not really affected. One is flowering tobacco. Flowering tobacco, and I grow it from seed, and then it self-sows also. The one I grow is Nicotiana sylvestris, and then I grow another one, and it's a plant that's about 3-4 foot tall and has these beautiful white tubular flowers that are fragrant in the evening. And I'm telling you, that thing, it doesn't look affected by by the drought at all. And then my Mexican sunflowers look great. They're in big containers. They've been watered. All my containers look good because it's easy to water them. Stuff in the what a year to experiment in the greenhouse with peppers. I've had to be watering there every other day and fertilizing. And I've got two big tomato plants in the greenhouse that's a variety called Red Racer. It was All America selection. Really puts on tomatoes early. They had been sitting in there, you know, in June, and I didn't have any more room in the garden. I was like, you know, maybe I'll just pot them up in a big pot, leave them in the greenhouse, see how they do. Well, I've been fertilizing them with this stuff, and it's called Dramatic. And I talk about it all the time. This is not an ad. This is what I use. They don't pay me to use it. They are part of the show. It's from a company called DRAMM, D-R-A-M-M, and Dramatic has two M's in it. It's a fish-based fertilizer, and I'm going to take some pictures of these tomato plants because they are seriously 12 feet tall and filled with tomatoes. And I think being in the greenhouse, we're gonna get tomatoes. It's going to be nice. And the other thing I've been picking out in the garden, which is unaffected by the drought, are figs. Oh, you know, figs are really a pain to grow because in the winter, I got a 15-foot tree that I've got to bend to the ground and cover with bags of compost and straw and maybe even a tarp to keep it safe during the winter so the top does not die. But the right now, this time of the year, I'm not kidding you, I still probably have 200 figs to pick off that thing. And it's exciting because they are the taste of Italy.
All right, tell the folks what you got coming up.
My friend Peggy Ann Montgomery from flowerbulbs.eu is coming up after the break, and we are going to have a deep discussion about planting bulbs. One of my favorite things, flowerbulbs.eu doesn't sell bulbs. They do the same thing I do. They want to talk you into planting bulbs because planting bulbs now means an amazing spring garden.
All right, we'll come back with Doug just a couple of moments on KDK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
I'm joined this morning by Peggy Ann Montgomery from flowerbulbs.eu, and we've been working together for many years. They have a mission that is similar to mine, which is getting people to plant bulbs. Good morning, Peggy Ann. How are you?
I am great, Doug. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So let's talk about flowerbulbs.eu and what they do.
Well, flowerbulbs.eu is really a website. We don't sell anything there. Our mission is to inspire and educate. We just want to make sure that everybody is enjoying planting and growing bulbs as much as Doug and I do.
Do you have any memories about your first interaction with bulbs?
Yeah, I do. My mom was a great gardener, and we had a ton of tulip bulbs, and I'm from Minnesota, so every year she'd have to dig them up in the fall and dry them and wait and plant them again, and they were so beautiful. And, you know, it's something I think I waited for every spring since I can remember.
And I'm the same way. I'm already planning where my bulbs are going to go. I've already ordered my bulbs. Now, you can buy them locally, you can buy them online, but it wouldn't be a gardening season for me without planting my bulbs.
Absolutely. This is, you know, my husband's a horticulturist, so we've both got this plant disease, and we have literally thousands and thousands and thousands of bulbs in our garden. But I have already placed my order for fall because I can't get enough, and there is always space for a few more.
You know, I think there is something special about planting bulbs, because they are going to be here long after we're gone.
That's right. And I really hope some wonderful gardener gets our garden, because they are going to be in for a treat. I tell you, I think the first flowers of the year are the most precious to me, because it says spring is coming. Get ready for a new gardening season. Get outside. Come see how beautiful I am. And by the way, it's also helping to feed really early pollinators like bumblebees.
So let's talk about some of those spring ephemerals. What's the first thing in your garden that starts blooming?
The very first thing are winter aconites, and they start early. I'm in the mid-Atlantic in Delaware, and they will come, depending on the weather, sometime in January, soon to be followed by snowdrops, and of course crocus. The early tommies are coming on, and then it's just a progression from there. So we're getting flowers from sometime in January, February, March, April, and May, and some even a little bit longer than that. So it really extends our season.
So sometimes I have to explain to gardeners why people like you and I are so thrilled to see something that's only going to be around for a few weeks. So explain it to them.
Oh, man, that's a tough question. Maybe, I don't know. You know, I think that gardeners like you and me, Doug, I think that we can't wait to get out in the spring. And there's something about that season starting that's so precious. And these little spring ephemerals, many of them are quite small. And you've got to almost get down on your knees to look at them, and I'm cool with that. I don't know what it is. It's just so precious, and it's so hopeful.
For me, it's the anticipation of seeing these things again. And after a long winter, and in general, our winters haven't been as bad as they were 20 years ago, but still, winter is long. And boy, when you see that snowdrop poking up, to me, that's the start of the season. And then everything comes after that, and there's no stopping us now.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It starts everything off on a beautiful note. And, you know, it's so exciting. You know, I've gotten a little bit of the galanthus bug, a galanthus file, all this crazy snowdrop people. And I probably have about a dozen different snowdrops, which of course is nothing to compare to a lot of galanthophylls. But it's so exciting to see single ones and double yellow and double green. And even I even have some that flower in the fall. It's just the slight variations are still just that exciting to me.
I have to find some of those yellow ones.
They're awesome. I got to share.
I'm the same way. I'm obsessed with snowdrops, and I'm only probably have 7 or 8 different types. But they're so meaningful because they're one of the first things to bloom. You know, though, how much I love daffodils.
Yeah, I never can look at a daffodil without thinking of you, man.
My story goes back to childhood, 7 years old, visiting this cemetery that has a thing called Daffodil Hill, where my grandparents are buried. And looking back at that Daffodil Hill, I've just created my own Daffodil Hill here in Pittsburgh. And that's what part of my planning is, seeing my order is ordering these where I know exactly where I can pre-visualize where I want them and what they should look like in the spring. And there's just something about planting now. It's not instant gratification, but just the anticipation, I guess, for me is what I look forward to.
It is. And I look forward to that too. And I don't know how many different kinds of daffodils we have. And again, they flower from early till late. And, you know, they are one of the toughest plants I know. You put them in the ground, they'll just go and go. They deer and rabbit don't eat them. And they just flower for such a long time. I don't know how you could get a better bang for your buck than by planting daffodils. And by the way, don't forget what a great gift that is. My nephew and his wife just bought a new house out in Oregon. And so I sent them a bunch of Mount Hood daffodils because they can see the mountain. And don't forget what great gifts these make. It's you'll be giving away memories that last forever.
What can we see when we go to flowerbulbs.eu?
Well, when you go there, you're going to see all kinds of things. There's all kinds of different information. And so you can search like a particular kind of bulb, like a daffodil or an allium, and there'll be all kinds of different articles in there. So you can see what people are doing and different ways people are using bulbs. For instance, I have a bulb lawn, which is incredible, and that blooms for many months before my garden party starts. And under your deciduous shrubs and trees is a great idea because they do get light in the springtime. So, in between perennials, I could go on and on, but nobody doesn't have space for a few bulbs.
Well, you could actually win some bulbs courtesy of flowerbulbs.eu out there. All you've got to do is go to DougOster.com and click on the contact button and just say, I want to win some bulbs courtesy of flowerbulbs.eu. You'll be entering to try and win a $100 gift certificate for those bulbs. That'll go a long way. Peggy Ann, thank you so much for coming on this morning. It was great to see you again.
It is my pleasure, folks. And if you visit us at flowerbulbs.eu on social media, I'm the one that's going to be answering your questions. So write me a note and tell me how I can help. Have a great gardening day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
All right, let's take the 10th caller right now to win a $25 gift certificate to Janoski's, 412-922-1020. Doug would like to talk some gardening with you. Please do so by calling 866-391-1020. Look, I love these places that sponsor your show, but man, this time of year, I really get all excited to see the straw bales and the pumpkins and all that good stuff.
Yeah, the corn stalks. Ooh. And moms.
Moms are beautiful.
I just wonder how they're doing with the drought. You know, once it starts raining, everyone's going to start planting. I guess moms, you would certainly, you know, buy and plant. But if you've got cool weather vegetables sitting at your nursery, it's going to be tough to sell them until it starts raining. One thing for sure, people, if you're looking for landscaping and you need something edge, don't ask Rob Pratt to do it.
Oh, come on. You're going to bring that up.
Yeah, you brought it up. Anything I say off the air, so, you bring up.
Listen, I could blame it on lack of sleep, but I get these little things that go through my thought process when I should be resting. So, look, you get up at 2 in the morning. You know what it's like. So you get a couple of hours Friday, you get a couple of hours Saturday, and then it takes you to Wednesday to recover. Been doing it forever. So I got this Black & Decker edger from my man Andy, who's just the best of the best of the best.
And is it one of those rechargeable ones?
Yeah. And I'm real – since I become a homeowner and actually got skin in the game, I'm, like, out there all the time with all this great Black & Decker stuff. Andy takes care of Doug and I, takes care of everybody, as
does
all these True Value stores. We love them. So Andy always says, you need any help? Now, should I tell? Oh, no. So I'm trying to become, like, a grown-up now, saying, oh, I can handle it. So I go home and just do the YouTube video. Well, let's put it this way. Somebody thought there was heavy equipment in the backyard yesterday. I mean, there were sparks flying, mud, dirt. And all I know right now, I'm going to have to watch when I get out of my car today that I don't fall in one of those holes that I created. They may never find me again. I literally dug trenches. I mean, they're like trenches.
Do you finally know how to use it?
I did.
You figured it out?
I did. But what really got me was, you know, you take the, what do you call that? The leaf blower. Just to clean up all the excess. I mean, there was mud flying. I got in the house. I had mud from the tip of my nose to my toes. I had to wash my shoes, everything. But you know what? When they do work, my dad would have, God bless him. I wish that the handheld wooden, you know, trimmers, they had to do everything by hand. Saws. I just wish my dad could have had this Black & Decker stuff. You know, this battery powered stuff.
I think he would have done better with it than you do.
Listen, my dad could do anything.
Yeah, mine could too.
He didn't need directions.
Mechanically inclined.
Well, you can too, and so can Andy.
I can't. I don't know what side of a hammer to hold. I have an electric can opener that my wife got. Every time I get it out, I have to go to the YouTube and figure out, how does this thing, you know, it's handheld and rechargeable. Like, how does it do it
now,
again?
Now, listen, I've been divorced for 13 years. Wonderful wife. I was hearing her voice yesterday saying to me, it's okay, Rob. It's okay. That's what she used to always say when I screw things up. I'm telling you, I dug trenches in my yard. But isn't it amazing that they at Black & Decker have such forward thinking that they can even make a tool for that?
Well, that's what they do.
I know.
That's what they do. It's like okay, you got... It used to be the old half moon edger. It was a tool. That's what you used. And that's what I still use. But then there was like, oh, well.
See, you got film on me yesterday. That's why you're
making
fun of me.
Oh, I wish I did have film of you.
But see, I thought you just put the wheel.
You need one of those ring cameras that we could use.
The wheel, the wheel on the sidewalk, the blade along the border, and you pull the trigger.
Well, boy, you know, did you.
Listen, Doug, I had mud in my eyebrows. It was unbelievable. But I got to tell you, it looks better today than it did yesterday, and I'll do better next time.
Okay, hold on. I want to just talk about this pawpaw party today real quick. And it's Julie Harilla that gave me those pawpaws. I don't know why I wrote down Judy. I'm sorry, Julie.
Julie
and I, we have a good relationship here with these pawpaws, and I don't want to mess it up because I'm going to have to call her again today and go and get more pawpaws. I mean, I've got an entire fridge of pawpaws, and they have, smell so strong that even in the refrigerator, my wife is like, when is this event? When are you getting these pawpaws out
How
of
many
here?
Do you have?
A couple hundred.
In a refrigerator?
Yeah. Yeah. But I have so many people that are coming to this thing today, 5 o'clock, a place called Shenanigans in Ross. You're going to be able to taste a pawpaw. They're going to make some pawpaw cocktails. We're going to talk gardening. I love doing these pop-up events. This is fun. I've been talking about pawpaws.
I know Shenanigans well. It's a great place.
I've been talking about pawpaws for 20 years here on the air, and people are always asking, I want to taste one. I want to taste one. Well, now you can.
Well, be a man and go live so I can see this today. Don't do no video edit. It just go live. I want to see the raw reaction of these folks.
So how do you do that again?
You know how to do it.
All right. We got time for a call?
Yeah, we got time for
a call.
Let's go to... Christine in Monroeville on the Doug Oster edition of The Organic Gardener. Go ahead, Christine. Good morning.
Good morning. 4 years ago, we had 3 pin oaks taken out of our yard, and now I have these hard white growths coming up. They smell like mushrooms, but they're difficult to dig out. What's going on?
Well, that's coming from, you know, that's the fruiting body of the fungal spore from those rotting stumps, and first off, there's no danger in them, but I know what you mean, though. It is a pain to get rid of them. Eventually, this is going to end on its own, but other than that, there's really nothing you can do except kind of rake them out of there, knock them down, that sort of thing. It's just kind of the natural order of when things decompose like that, that you're going to get that fruiting body to come up. And as I said, there's no danger in them. It's just a pain, and it's all weather related. And I'm actually surprised that they're coming up in these dry conditions, because they're actually more prevalent when we get a little bit of water. How long did you say it's been since the trees have been gone?
4 years.
Yeah, so they're rotting down underneath there, and that's what's happening. And I you know, there's basically nothing you can do except what you are doing, and I know that's not the answer you wanted, because I'm
glad to hear that they'll eventually go away. I just didn't know that.
Yeah, it's eventually, as that stump decomposes, that they won't be there anymore, and they won't be living off that rotted wood there. But it's going to take a little while. But
must be deep underground, because we did have the roots ground down.
Yeah. I know, that's the thing. When you have the stump ground out, all that underneath there. There's this network underneath the soil, and it's called a mycorrhizal network, and it's all these different fungal growths. And again, it just takes the right temperature and the right moisture, or lack of it, to get them to fruit. And that's what a mushroom is, and that's what you're seeing is. It's the fruiting body of what's happening. And eventually that's going to be over, and so... It's not going to be overnight, but probably as soon as we get rain, it'll probably stop if they like this dry weather. So I wish I had better news for you, though.
Oh, that's good news. They're going away. Thank you, Dan.
All right, thank you.
All right, your buddy Dan from Cleveland's on hold, so I'm going to jump into a break early so we don't have to cut him off in mid-sentence. So tell the folks about this next trip.
Well, I'm taking people to Poland, and I've never been to Poland, and I thought, well, a lot of people might want to see Poland. Poland is an amazing country. I'm going in June. It's beautiful. We're going to see some gardens, but we're going to also just explore the countryside. We're going to explore the cities and see what Poland is all about. It's not till June. I've got a webinar that I'm going to do a week from Monday. I'll talk about that next Sunday, and the webinar just shows all the stops. Just think about it. I'm excited to see a new country, and traveling with people is so much fun. We have so much fun, and just this exploration, do it while you can. I was talking, you know, again, I was at Blahnik's centennial celebration yesterday, and I was talking to some people, and a lot of times travel comes up with me because I travel so much, and they're like, well, I'd really like to go. And I'm like, if you can swing it, go while you can still walk, while you can still... I'm not kidding you.
I know what you mean.
We all wait too long. I mean, I'm
just jealous you were at the Blahnik's Centennial.
Oh,
that would have been awesome.
Great. It was great. I didn't even get
I
didn't even get to see all the good stuff. They had a drone show. They had Norm Nardini. They had bands. They had
Norm was there.
Yeah, it was an amazing event. Wonderful event. Two of those people from Blahnik's are coming to my Pawpaw event today, too.
I love Blahnik's. Love it. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back. We'll get to Dan in Cleveland next. Stay with us. Good morning. All right, I was so proud of Patty and company. They made it to Channel 2. The only thing that was missing was Doug, but he was at the farm, were you not?
I was, and that was exciting to see them on TV.
It was. It was really cool.
Patty did a great job, and a big thank you to Janoski's, which gave me the garlic to use yesterday at the Blahnik's Centennial Celebration. I was giving away garlic for them. And speaking of garlic, our friend Dan from Cleveland is on the phone. He had sent me some garlic. And Dan, I said the other day on the air how much I appreciate that garlic you sent me. That was a very nice sentiment. And man, oh man, those are some big heads you grew.
You know, Doug, it was so lucky. I grew them this year in straw bales, which I had not done before. And I think the straw just made it nice and loose. So it was amazing how big they were.
Well, let's talk a little bit about those straw bales. Why did you go into straw bales?
Funny enough, I ran out of room, Doug. So I have the straw bales lining the outside of the garden. And then I usually plant inside the garden. But, you know, I've been listening to you for a couple of years, and I think that, didn't you have somebody on a few years ago about the straw
bale?
Yeah,
I had the straw bale guru, Joel Karsten, I think is his name, and I did it for a couple of years, too, and I had some good success, too. So how did you break down the bale? Did you have to put all that fertilizer and everything on it, or were they already breaking down, or how did you do it?
No, you know, I just let them sit for a year, and then the following year, you know, they were well composted and nice and loose, and then I just planted the garlic right in there.
Wow! And tell people how big those heads were. They're bigger than the ones that I grow. That's for sure.
Oh, it was unbelievable. And you know, the funny thing, I grew some like inside, just in the ground, like right next to it, and they were maybe a third of the size of the ones that I sent to you.
Well, that's an interesting thing. So what did you want to talk about today?
So I've got a lilac bush on the corner of the house that all the leaves are brown and have fallen. Is that like a fungus or something?
Yeah, this is a common problem we've had this year just because of the spring. And it's nothing to worry about. The plant will come back. Have you guys got rain where you're at?
No, you know, I don't know that we've gotten rain in September yet. It's been really dry, like you.
Well, I hope that rain is coming through. We'll hit you guys first. But basically, that tree is shutting down. It had that fungal issue, dropped its leaves. And so it's just going to remain dormant, and it should be fine for the next spring. We're seeing a lot of that this year just because of that very cool, wet spring, and I'm excited to plant that. I'm saving that garlic you sent me for planting stock because you know, Dan heard me say that I had a crop failure with my garlic, and again, at this event yesterday, I heard the same thing from other people where they got that. I think what I had was some type of basal rot, that it was so wet. So are you planting for the fall, Dan, or are you waiting for the rain, or are you done for the season?
You know, I actually have some rain barrels up here, so I'm still planting. You know, like you always say, fall's a great time to plant.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. It feels strange not to be planting right now. I should be out in the garden every day now planting. Anytime anything comes out, put something in. But as I said, I'm just spending my days keeping stuff alive, keeping some shrubs alive, keeping some trees alive, keeping the vegetable garden. Again, as I said, my tomatoes have never looked this bad this late in the season. But the thing about this dry weather is the taste of the tomato is pretty amazing, even this late in the season. Well, Dan, I just want to thank you again for sending me that garlic. That was a very, very, very nice thing to do, because it was right when this my social media post went viral on the potato top tomato. So the entire post office box was filled with these letters of people wanting the tomato seeds. And one big giant thing from you stuffed in the back with some nice big garlic in it. So I want to thank you again. I very much appreciate it. And keep listening and keep calling. Okay, buddy?
Oh, thanks so much for all your information, Doug.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Maybe one of these days we'll be able to see each other either here in Pittsburgh or Cleveland.
All right. Got about 30 seconds.
Join me today at a place called Shenanigans in Ross if you'd like to taste a pawpaw. They're going to sell some pawpaw cocktails, which is really cool. And we're going to save the seeds, too, of these pawpaws, because this is a very special pawpaw that Julie has grown. It tastes better than any other pawpaw I've ever had. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.